Hey friends, it's the 25th of July, and we're in the 25th chapter, and I bet there's a guy out there who says, I know what Pastor Brandt is going to talk about, and maybe this is your verse that you love. In the 24th verse of Proverbs 25, says, better to live on a corner of the roof than to share a house with a quarrelsome wife. Well, sorry guys, that's not the verse for today. I'm going to go up to the 14th verse of Proverbs that says this. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of gifts he does not give. Like clouds and wind without rain. You know, you see the clouds and the wind and you see them come in and you expect rain and you need rain and the rain doesn't come. I don't know about you, but when that happens and I'm expecting rain and I'm excited for rain and then it doesn't happen, I'm just left disappointed because the promise of rain seemed to be there. This verse is about giving commitments. It says, like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of gifts he does not give. This is about fulfilling pledges. Okay, now I'm not just talking about building campaigns when people have pledged, and there have been people who've pledged tens of thousands of dollars in church campaigns, and then the church sets a budget for a new building or an additional building, and then those pledges don't come in, and honestly, that's kind of like having clouds and wind come in and then no rain, and it makes things really difficult. So I want to ask you this. Are you a person of your word? And, you know, church campaigns aside, I'm talking about overall. Are you a person that makes a commitment and sticks with it? Are you a person, and this is something I think is really important for our witness. Are you a person who says, hey, I'll call you and we'll go to lunch, or hey, I'll do this, and or I'll come over and help you with this, and then you don't do it? I want to remind you that that doesn't reflect well on our character. I think it's important that we become a person of our word. You know, so often people will say to me, will you pray for me? And I always have the intention of praying for people when they ask me, but I have learned to say a lot of the time, yes, I will pray for you. I want to pray for you right now because I wouldn't want to forget and then not be a person of my word, because not only would that hurt my witness, but that also would mean that the person didn't get prayed for. So I think it's so important that we follow through and take steps to do what we say we're going to do. I think that's one of the things, because we live in this world that commitment means nothing. You know, everybody always says, oh, a deal used to be good with a handshake. And I don't know if that was ever really true. I think that's, you know, not exactly ever been like the status quo, that a handshake and automatically everybody's honest. Our world has certainly gone downhill in the area of honesty, but I don't know if everyone's handshake all the time really meant a whole lot of anything. But Christians need to be different, and we need to fulfill pledges. We need to fulfill what we say we're going to do. We need to do what we say we're going to do, and then to take steps in order to make sure that we follow through with what we say we're going to do, because that honors God, and because it makes God look like his people are people of integrity and character. Let's pray about that today. Lord, when we say we're going to do something, may we not shrink back and not follow through, but may we show who we are in you, not just an honest person. Lord, there's a lot of honest people that don't love Jesus, but Lord, we want to be a witness for you in the way that we fulfill what we say we're going to do. Would you help us to remember those things that we say, those pledges we make, those promises we make, just those things that we tell people that we'll do that seem to take a backseat. Lord, let us understand that those are witnessing issues, and we want to grow in that area. Thank you, Lord, for being so patient with us. And every time we sin, Lord, we break a pledge that we've made to you, and yet you forgive us. May we forgive others who break pledges to us and promises to us. And as we talked a few days ago, may we overlook those offenses. But as for us, Lord, may we step up in this area of doing what we say we're going to do, because we know that makes you look good. And we don't really care about making us look good. We need to make you look good, Lord. And we're representatives of you. Thank you that you keep growing us one baby step at a time, Lord. We all have so far to go, but thank you that you're patient with us and that you want us to grow, and that we can take little steps every day to become more like who you've created us to be. Thank you. And we praise you today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.